This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Listen to me because I'm perfect. I hope that statement sounds as ridiculous to you as it does to me. Now, sometimes people assume that because I or other speakers are speaking about a matter, it must mean that we ourselves, we don't have any issues, we don't have any problems, or we don't have any flaws, or we don't have that particular issue. And that's not necessarily true. As a matter of fact, we all make mistakes. We all have flaws. We all have issues. We all commit sins. None of us are perfect. None of us are infallible except the Prophet ﷺ. And that is why Imam Malik pointed towards the grave of the Prophet and said, كُلٌّ يُخَذُ مِنْ كَلَامِهِ وَيُرَدْ إِلَّا صَاحِبَ هَذَا الْقَبَرِ. Every person, we can take or leave what they say except the person in this grave, meaning the Prophet ﷺ. Just because somebody is a scholar or somebody's in the spotlight or somebody's a public speaker, it doesn't mean that they're perfect. And those of you who have taken my classes or attended my talks and lectures, you might have noticed that I make a conscious effort to use the word we instead of you. We should do such and such rather than you should do such and such. That is because my advice or what I say goes out to everyone, myself included, and as a matter of fact, myself first and foremost. And that's why nobody should feel that they're above being advised. Obviously, the advice should be given properly and with proper etiquettes, and I've spoken about this matter before. Likewise, none of us should feel that we are above seeking counsel, seeking the advice of others. Likewise, it should be noted that just because we are flawed and we commit sins and we make mistakes, it doesn't mean that we cannot call other people towards goodness. And that's actually one of the tricks of the shaitan, where the shaitan will come and say, hey, fix your own problems first before you start talking to other people. The reality is that we all need help, we all need advice, we all need encouragement. In Surah Al-Asr, Allah tells us of the characteristics of those who will be successful. Amongst that is watawasaw bilhaq, that there are people who enjoin the truth upon one another, enjoin goodness upon one another. We're in this together to help one another. And so I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us work on our own flaws and our issues and our faults. Likewise, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the ability to look past people's flaws and their faults and to be able to benefit from the goodness that they have to offer. Allahumma ameen. And Allah knows best. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.